You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
It's Guide Dog Blogs here on RNIB Connect Radio, and we've heard about Monty from Caroline. We heard about Jason. One loved ice cream, the other one loved touring schools and, well, speeding. Today we are going to hear more about Gavin the guide dog. Caroline is here with us once again. So again, Caroline, Gavin, you know, it was, again, things probably were a bit different by the time Gavin came along. How different were things for you then?
The difference with Gavin was I still trained at Redbridge, but they brought Gavin to see me before I went into training, and we did some work around the school because they were worried about taking a big dog into school. He stayed with me for 2 days, and he was adorable. He was huge, very big black lab. He sort of walked into the living room, had a look round and a little bit of a sniff because we'd got other dogs, and he sort of went, yeah, this is it. This is where I'm staying. And he plunked himself in front of our fire, and that was it. He was mine. And of course, we trained at Redbridge again. And the whole training concept was different. There was a lot of work done with Gavin before I got him. They made up a timetable of what I would do in a normal week, and they did that with Gavin. So when he did come, I didn't really have to teach him anything. He knew it. He knew what my routines were, where I would go. He would know that when he was in a classroom, he'd got to be good. When I was out and about, he knew what I intended to do, and he was very good. And by that time, I was also doing another job. I ran another job, and I did disability awareness training, mostly at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital. And he just loved the hospital. If anyone loved hospitals, he did. And he loved the work I did there. But when he got bored and he felt that it was time I should stop rambling on, he used to do lots and lots of yawns very loudly.
I like that because it sounds quite cute when a dog yawns. My dog likes sometimes to do an occasional loud yawn.
Yeah.
I presume that was quite entertaining to the people around you?
Oh, they loved it. They loved it. They thought it was funny because they also knew that the session was finishing. But he just sort of almost said, well, come on, Mum, hurry up.
I like that. Get on with it. Come on now.
Yeah.
Stop doing that. What breed was Gavin?
Gavin was a Labrador, but I met someone in our local vets, a very, very old man, and he said that Gavin had got some Newfoundland in him. When he explained to me why, I realised that perhaps he was very flat on his back. You could have put a cup of tea on his back and he wouldn't spill it. It was just like he was a coffee table. But when we were out, he never got wet. His coat was never wet. It was just a bit damp on the top. And he'd got two coats, really. And he'd just got this look about him. And I live quite near to Sandringham. And this man was well into his 90s. And he said that Gavin was a throwback from a Sandringham dog. So he's got a bit of royal blood in him.
Oh, a royal dog, hey, right. So yawns we had. Any other personality traits or funny things that made Gavin unique?
Gavin used to always growl at another guide dog. There is a man in our town whose young lad went to the school I worked at. And every time we passed, Gavin would give this horrible growl to this man's guide dog, and it became quite a bit of a joke to see if we could get past without the growl. And this other blind man, his dog just didn't react, but Gavin used to make this terrible noise, and everyone used to stop and stare. It's quite embarrassing, but he wasn't aggressive at all. It was just this particular dog.
I wonder if it was an appreciative growl, a kind of don't come closer.
Something like that, yeah, very much like that.
What were his particular working skills that made him stand out?
Well, of course, we stuck to routines and he liked his routines. But if we did something a bit different, he used to bloom. He used to really sort of pick up and, wow, this is something good. I'm gonna be doing something different today. And he liked that sort of thing. He loved the beach. We're quite close to the beach. And if he knew we were going to the beach, normally we would go by car. He would start howling before we got there. It's almost like he said, "Well, come on, we're there. I want to go. I want to get in the sea." So he'd got quite a lot of character about him.
I like that. Gavin, definitely sounds like quite a character. And how long did he work with you?
He worked until he was just over 11. He would have gone on and on and on. He really would. He did slow down when he got to about 10, but there wasn't a suitable replacement for me at that time, and he just carried on. He was just quite happy to keep going. So he's quite an old boy when he retired.
But a well-deserved retirement, I'm sure. He sounds like an absolutely adorable dog indeed. Fantastic. We will hear a few more stories, I'm sure, from you in future editions of Guide Dog Blogs. But thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
For more interviews, features, and shows, go to your favorite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.